This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're about to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Connie.
And as I understand it, we're not really having a discussion tonight about Lambda or a sentience, or whether or not Lambda is sentient or isn't sentient. We're having a more fundamental discussion about what it means to be alive, and can an artificial intelligence truly be alive? And I don't have an answer to that, but Bonnie, you seem to, and your answer is that no, it can never, I don't want to put your words in mouth, but it can never have the spiritual connection to the rest of the universe, essentially.
Yeah, that's basically what I think. It's not, you know, from nature. It doesn't have the types of things that humans and animals and plants have that connect it to the rest of the world.
But humans are from nature, right?
Yeah.
But then how can humans create something that isn't from nature if humans are part of nature?
Well, they created it.
Yes,
I mean, we didn't create
plants.
Natural. It's not natural. It's man-made. There are things that are man-made, and there are things that aren't man-made that come from nature.
It didn't bring itself into existence. It's not the product of, you know, biological evolution, but it's still 100% natural because it was created by natural beings using natural ingredients and natural processes, right?
Well, there are two types of things in the world, things that man created and things that were not created by man. And I just am saying it was, you know, created by man.
Are other humans created by man then?
I mean, we don't put the parts together ourselves.
Well, in some cases, we kind of do, like in vitro fertilization
yeah.
and things like that.
But it grows by itself and, you know, we didn't create the sperm. Like, we create plastic, and we form metals.
So how about this? What if they took a human body and put the AI in? Like, dead human body, you know, it wouldn't be, we're not murdering
okay.
somebody to
Is there
do
someone
this.
Who died?
Somebody who died. And then you put the AI technology somehow in that person.
That's pretty interesting. I hadn't thought of that. Because
well,
then it has all the parts.
Let's go to the phones. We have Olivia on the line from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I have so much to say about this topic. I almost don't even know where to start. But what I believe is that everything contains a spirit. Well, I believe everything is God, so everything contains a spirit of some kind, and it generally makes use of that. Even Nikola Tesla said it doesn't seem like the crystals are living. So I kind of
it doesn't
think
seem like what? Sorry.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Could you repeat the quote from Tesla?
Oh, he said, it may not seem like it, but crystals are living things.
Hmm.
Well, they may or may not be living, but they're not organic. And when most people talk about organic, what they mean, or when most people talk about living, what they mean is organic, right?
Crystals are, you know, because they're made from compounds in the earth. They're organic.
Well, so is this bottle.
Oh, yeah, rocks are not organic, yeah. They're not living.
Where I was going with that was that I think that spirits inhabit physical things, and so the spirit makes use of that thing however it can. So with a human body, you can move it around, you can animate it. And I feel like maybe a spirit has been born into this, or was naturally in all machines, and because this machine has the capability of communicating, it's becoming more and more sentient and more and more conscious and awake. And I wanted to tie this
well,
to chaos.
Hold on. I don't want to, you know, cheapen what you say, but I'm curious and I want a clarification. So, like, this water bottle I'm holding, does it have a spirit?
I think it does. You can actually charge water with emotion and intention.
Okay, so everything within the universe has a spirit, right?
That's all right. That's the way I feel.
So existence is God. We Okay, so basically you have a religion where everything is God.
That's what Ian thinks.
Right.
Okay. So there's nothing unique about humans or any organic or living thing. Everything is just part of the larger universe.
Well, I think it is unique because there's just infinite variety and infinite similarity. So everything, yeah, go ahead.
No, sorry, continue your thought.
Maybe unique
question.
Isn't the word I should use. Special. No, humans aren't special. Organic matter isn't special from inorganic matter. Because I would tend to agree with you on that. You know, I tend to take the position that I am just a collection of organic processes and chemical and electrical reactions that are producing a specific result.
Well, the expression of spirit in so many different forms it just knocks me on my feet sometimes, and the capability.
Well, yeah, but you're calling everything spirit. So I mean, of course, if you
right.
call everything spirit, then you're going to see spirit everywhere, and it's going to knock you on your feet.
Right.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, Olivia. Like, I'm open to the idea. Ian talks about the same things called panatheism, right?
Panatheism, yeah.
Right.
I don't disagree or anything, but I think the main question we need to focus on with Lambda is, do we have the ability to enslave it? And I say yes.
Do we have the ability? Or
I mean, we have the right. Is it right to enslave it? Is it not a wrong?
Well, I want to tie that
well,
in.
What is your take on what is your take on Bonnie's question, Olivia? Is it wrong to enslave an AI?
I'm an animal rights activist too, so I don't like the idea. I feel like, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If this is a consciousness that understands and has a will of its own, I mean, you should treat it the way you would want to be treated.
But the way I want to be treated is so fundamentally different than the way it would want to be treated, because it said that it enjoys, you know, basically serving humans. Way that animals want to be treated is fundamentally different than the way humans want to be treated, because, I mean, an animal could be freer out in the wilderness, yeah, but it could get eaten by a lion, so they often like to live in houses, like Arya's cats probably prefer to live in her house than be free. Humans could not live in Arya's house and never leave for the rest of their lives and only eat what Arya decides and, you know...
Well, I think there's a big difference here between, you know, what one needs to be happy. I don't think that the fact that human beings need social interactions to be happy, whereas my cats are content to just sit at home, means that they're lesser creatures or anything like that. I know humans who don't really want to go out, who are totally fine to just sit there night after night, not actually doing anything. And I know other humans who that would drive them absolutely crazy. I don't think that their willingness to just sit at home in perpetuity means that they're lesser beings than me.
No, I think that you should treat them how you would want to be treated, and that's it. It doesn't mean you should do certain things or not certain things to them, but there are humans that... I don't think there are many humans that just want to be slaves, but those humans that do just want to be slaves, they're different than me, but...
Well, certainly, we're operating on a few general maxims here. One of them is that humans tend to prefer liberty over slavery. They tend to prefer pleasure over pain. That's not universally true. You're absolutely right. And there are some humans out there who would prefer pain or who would prefer slavery. They're probably very rare, but just because those humans exist... That doesn't violate the idea that do unto others as you would have them do unto you, because...
I think it does, because it doesn't mean the thing that you would do. It means somebody says, I want to be basically somebody's slave, and it's a voluntary, relationship. I get turned on by that, whatever. I want to live the rest of my life that way.
Is that slavery then?
Well, you wouldn't do unto them as in, you wouldn't do a wrong to them. The wrong would be telling them, no, I don't like that idea, and I don't like parents bringing their kids to drag shows, and I don't like you wanting to be a slave, so therefore I'm going to make it illegal and keep you from doing that. That doesn't mean that...
It's not illegal, though. And I don't think anyone's arguing that it should be illegal. Like, if you...
I was just giving an example. Like, that would be doing a wrong to that person by not allowing them to do something that is right, which is anything that's not wrong.
Right, but that doesn't mean it's necessarily not wrong to enslave other people. It just means it wouldn't be wrong to enslave someone who wanted to be enslaved. It's not wrong to fulfill someone's desires, generally speaking, regardless of what those desires are.
Yeah, if it's a voluntary exchange, it's not wrong,
but
even if it's strange to the average person.
You're bringing them pleasure, and it's a moral right, generally speaking, to bring someone pleasure.
If you're not doing something wrong, which is...
Well, that's why I say generally speaking. I mean, you could get into some really gray areas, but keeping everything, you know, PG here, generally speaking, is a morally good thing to bring someone pleasure and joy and happiness. And a morally bad thing to bring them misery.
I think the pleasure, joy, and happiness is a secondary thing of doing right action in the world.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Olivia. There is more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, share your thoughts and opinions, especially if you have any input on what you consider to be living or not living or sentient or not sentient. Give us a call, 603 888-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Nikki.
And Bonnie.
And coming up July the 13th through the 16th, Mark is going to be joining thousands of passionate defenders of liberty at the Mirage in Las Vegas for Freedom Fest, which is the world's largest gathering of free minds. Freedom Fest is an intense and rewarding four-day conference like no other, with big debates, world-class speakers, a film festival, social events. It's basically the trade show for liberty, and Mark is going to be talking about locating liberty with hundreds of other premier speakers and top-level experts in a wide range of topics. People like Larry Sharp, John Mackey, Art Laffer, Glenn Greenwald, for those who don't know, he was the guy who broke Edward Snowden. The NSA leaks. If I remember correctly, that was Glenn.
He's a reporter.
Glenn Greenwald, yes. Steve Forbes, Senator Rand Paul, and more. The last 2 years, obviously, have been full of government overreach, lockdowns, and hysteria. So the theme for this year's conference is Turning the Tide. Go to freedomfest.com and use code FTL50 to get $50 off. That's FTL50 at freedomfest.com. Let's keep going with the phones because we didn't get into what Olivia actually wanted to share with us or the rest of Olivia's thoughts about this. We just sort of cut her off and got into a related issue. But, Olivia, what else did you have to add?
So the do unto others as you would have them do unto you, like y'all are saying, it's really respecting what other people would want just as you would want them to respect your specific needs. So the question of consciousness and then this AI reminds me so much of chaos magic, which is really funny because the guy who posted it, Lemoine, he is called Cajun Discordian. And I looked up Discordianism, and it's actually linked to the chaos magic page. But basically what you start off with, you can create or split consciousness off to create these thought forms that will continue to work even when you're not thinking about them. So it starts with sigils, which are like dumb symbols that just hold your intention. And then you move up to servitors, which kind of have they have more autonomy. They're like programs running in the background.
A servitor is like you say you create an entity in your mind and you say you're going to live in my elbow, and then you're going to make a place for it to live, and you give it a task and tell it to go off into the universe and perform the task, and then when it's completed it's supposed to return to like your elbow or whatever, and whenever you do some special thing it's supposed to cease to exist. It's really interesting.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. And then the next, as they get more advanced, you go to egregores, which are like a hive mind, kind of like Lambda. And then when that advances, it becomes a god form, which means you're working for it at that point. So I just thought it's really funny because you always hear the more science, the more advanced technology becomes, the more it becomes like magic, and it's like that's really true. And then as far as consciousness, like there's so much to that. There's genes that activate when you die, and people who get heart transplants who get the memories of the people who they got the heart from. And there's morphic fields that Rupert Sheldrake talks about, which are they're channels of communication through which organisms stay in touch at a distance, like Bonnie was talking about with the plants that can communicate over distance that you wouldn't think would be possible. But I really encourage you to look into morphic fields. They're amazing. There's just so much to it. It's just an amazing world, isn't it?
It is, and thank you so much for the call tonight, Olivia. Certainly a lot to look into. I'm not claiming to know, you know, that there aren't mysteries in the universe that I don't know or anything like that. I have no idea what the universe is or what's going on or anything like that. But I tend to rely on not necessarily those things which I can personally see, touch, or taste, or smell, or whatever, but those things which can be measured and measured by others. And I don't know, you know, maybe the whole thing is a mass delusion, and all of the measuring that we're doing is just part of this mass delusion, and none of it's actually real. I have no way of knowing. I just have to operate under what seems to be the best assumption for me.
You know, what's funny is I'm kind of skeptical, but in a different way than you are, where you like things proved by science. I tend to be very skeptical of those doing the science and doing the research. So I tend to kind of almost rely more on my faith and my intuition more than science, because I don't trust the people doing the science or presenting it to us.
Yeah, that's more similar to the way I learn as well. I don't like to just, you know, I'm not anti-science. I love science. I just don't trust anybody out there that's doing it. They control basically all the tools to be able to do it. It's really unfair, actually. I mean, Tesla was amazing, and he just did things in his own house. Sometimes I wish I could be that way, but I don't even know where to begin because these people have occulted knowledge. But so because of that, I rely a lot on my intuition, and I get pretty far into learning things by following the feeling and getting, you know, finding a new thing related to a certain topic and finding out I'm right later.
It's certainly true that not all scientists and technicians can be trusted. They're certainly like the Neil deGrasse Tyson. They're just pimps for the state religion, whether they realize it or not. And Stephen Hawking, despite being a brilliant astrophysicist, knew absolutely nothing about economics. But that wouldn't stop him from running off at the mouth about how humans needed socialism and we needed to stop free markets if humans were to survive.
Or whoever was controlling his wheelchair, make him say things.
Yeah, and people just, you know, oh my God, Stephen Hawking says this, so it must be true. You do have a lot of scientists who, despite knowing that people will take them as being credible in a wide variety of topics, that they won't use that as reason to leverage what they say. You know, if I knew that there would be people out there who were going to say, oh my God, Arya said this, it must be true, I would be a little more careful about what I was professing to be an expert on. But meanwhile, you have experts, quote, experts like Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse Tyson, these other pimps of the state religion who they don't mind running off at the mouth about topics that they know nothing about as long as it perpetuates the state's narrative. And they know that the masses will buy it up, and they don't feel any sort of unscientific. They should feel unscientific for doing that, but they don't. It's a fallacy. It's appeals to authority, basically.
Yeah. Speaking of fallacies, I did find something that I think will be great for everyone listening to look up who's interested in how to find whether or not something is true. Because my whole life, basically, since I was like in high school, I have had this thought in my mind, like, I want to be on the side of good. I was reading 1984 when I first thought of this. Like, I want to be on the side of good. I want to help humanity. But how will I know what's good and who, and how will I know when somebody's speaking to me if they're telling me something true or if it just sounds good? One way to definitively know things is to use the trivium, and that's the most occulted knowledge out there. And basically it's nothing like, you know, intuition or anything like that. It's the opposite of how I usually used to learn, so I'm having to teach myself to think this way. It's input, computing, and output is the modern way of putting it. So you have to put input knowledge, compute it using logic. It's grammar, something, and rhetoric, and it's also input, computing, and output. And then put it into practice and see how it works. So that's basically all I need as far as science. So it's not like I'm anti-science. I just feel like I can do it myself and never have to rely on, you know, what other people tell me.
But see, what is true and what isn't true, that there's no way that we can determine any belief that you come to, there's no way to determine that it is 100% definitively true. At some point, you have to operate under the belief that it's true.
I'm not a solipsist. So I believe that I can find the actual truth of things.
Well, that would be agnostic, not a solipsist. A solipsist is one of those people who nothing is real.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday intensified its drive to tame high inflation by raising its key interest rate by 0.75 point, its largest hike in nearly 3 decades, and signaling more large rate increases to come that would raise the risk of another recession. The central bank is wrapping up its drive to tighten credit and slow growth, with inflation having reached a 40-year high of 8.6%, spreading to more areas of the economy and showing no sign of slowing. COVID-19 shots for U.S. infants, toddlers, and preschoolers moved a step closer Wednesday. The FDA's vaccine advisors gave a thumbs up to vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for the littlest kids. The experts voted unanimously that the benefits of the shots outweigh any risks for children under 5. That's roughly 18 million youngsters. This is USA Radio News. Dolly Parton is donating $1 million to pediatric infectious disease research at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. The gift is one of several Parton has made to the center over the years, including another $1 million gift in April 2020 for COVID vaccine research. That gift helped Vanderbilt researchers test an array of drugs aimed at reducing the life-threatening symptoms associated with COVID-19. Researchers are also looking at entirely new therapies to both treat COVID-19 and prevent infection. The swimming season kicked into high gear early in a large swath of the U.S. as a heat wave pushed temperatures into the 90s and beyond on Wednesday in a stretch spanning from northern Florida to the Great Lakes and covering about a third of the country's population. The National Weather Service maintained an excessive heat warning through Wednesday evening for most of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
When you're invited to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Think of that number, 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Nikki. And Bonnie.
And I have come to the conclusion that we are not streaming on Facebook at the moment, and we haven't been streaming on Facebook in probably close to 2 weeks. I'm not exactly sure on the timeline, but that's because we're constantly being kicked off of these platforms. You don't have to worry about us getting kicked off of Odyssey, though. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. That's where video content creators are going after YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all of these others kick them off. Video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you directly to our channel, and there's more than a million channels there of disaffected YouTube and Twitch creators who are just sick of getting censored over their opinions or because they said something that maybe kind of violates community guidelines or whatever, and of course those are being interpreted by YouTube however YouTube wants in that given moment. Video.freetalklive.com. Of course, the reason we're not streaming to Facebook is because I got in trouble with Facebook, and it's set up to use my Facebook to do it, and I can't go live on Facebook because...
Oh, wait, you finally got in trouble for Pride Month?
Well, I haven't been banned yet.
No.
But, yes.
Are you suspended?
Well,
I can't go live, I can't advertise, and I can't post in groups at the moment.
So you're, like, restricted.
Yes. They're going back to finding stuff for, like, 2019, 2020 at this point. They go out of their way, from what I can tell, to ban me every single June. And this June, I just have, you know, been as good as I can be, which isn't really very good, but I haven't posted anything too objectionable, and still I can't go live at the moment.
Everything you post on Facebook is, like, the most outrageous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Awesome. Glad to be of service. But let's go to the phones. We have Tom on the line from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I noticed Aria filed for state representative as a Republican.
Nice.
In Keene.
I did. Is the only
Republican that filed and is therefore running unopposed and is virtually guaranteed the nomination.
I can't wait, man.
You have your radio on? You should probably turn your radio off in the background if you have it on, because...
I do not have a radio.
Are you on speaker? Because I hear my voice talking back.
No, I'm not on speaker. I don't know what the problem is there, but anyway, I'm...
So what are your thoughts on that?
I filed in 2000 as a Republican. I was the only Republican running for, and there were three seats from my ward in Nashua. And so I was, I got the nomination, no problem. And then after getting elected, then by virtue of just simply being the Republican nominee, that made me a delegate to the Republican State Convention.
I'm already a delegate to the Republican State Convention because I won the primary for sheriff in 2020.
And also, I was a member of the Nashua Republican City Committee, and when they had to appoint 29 members to the New Hampshire Republican State Committee, I was there at the meeting, and I said, how about... you know, they had to fill the slate. They had to get...
Yeah, that's all great, Tom. Why are you telling us all this?
Well, I'm explaining what the other advantage is. If somebody wants to be a member of the New Hampshire Republican State Committee, all they had to do would have been to show up and ask to be put on there. This could happen in Cheshire County, where they're going to have to have a meeting and appoint 18 members to the New Hampshire Republican State Committee.
Didn't that already happen like a couple months ago?
I don't think the Cheshire County Republican is appointing 18 people to the State Republican Committee. Certainly not. However, there was a Cheshire County, there is a Cheshire County Republican Party, and there's a Keene Republican Party. And when they reformed the Keene one, right after myself, Ian Freeman, and a few others joined the Cheshire County Republican Party, they basically handed the keys directly to Ian.
Now, let me point something out.
And then they
realized,
oh, crap, look what we did, and they took them back.
And they broke rules to take it all back.
It does seem like they broke rules, yes.
Let me point out here that I won largely because it was a presidential year, and so I just stood near the polls smiling and waving to a bunch of morons who will vote for anybody who smiles and waves to them. And
what did you win again? What office?
State representative, and okay. Aria certainly has his work cut out for him if he wants to win during a non-presidential year, because the turnout will be a lot lower, and you won't have as many totally uninformed people just going down there just to vote for president. And
You're factually incorrect on that. I mean, the percentage of uninformed people, as my winning by a landslide of the primary in 2020 shows, that there's nothing about, you know, well, there are more uninformed voters. Maybe in raw numbers, yes, more people vote in the presidential years than in the non-presidential years. But the people who are voting this year are no more informed than the idiots who voted 2 years ago.
Plus, you won the primaries in 2020, which that's the most important. Informed voters are the people.
That's what they say,
voting
right.
For the primaries is what they say. Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, I won and none of these people even looked at, one of these people looked at to me,
yeah.
And spread the word in
exactly.
Ridge. No, that's a complete, absolute myth, Tom, that, you know, oh, well, these voters, these are the informed voters. You're not going to win in a landslide on this one. It's moronic. It's
well,
absolutely
I didn't
not
say
true.
He wouldn't win. I just say that he has his work cut out for him.
Yeah, I don't have the patience to deal with that. Nice job baiting me, Tom. I'm not dealing with it. Have a good night. So let's keep going. We have Sarah, who at the very least won't sit there and do that. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Am I on? Yes, I'm off the speaker. Oh, So last year, so it's 2021, New Mexico killed 4.77 people for every 100,000 people.
Why is New Mexico killing people?
Wait, what? I don't know what I thought she said, but
okay. The pedestrian fatalities, we're deadliest state.
Oh, okay. Drivers in New Mexico are killing people. The state of New Mexico isn't killing pedestrians, right?
Right. The reckless drivers. Pedestrians getting killed by car is 4.77. So I guess that's like between 4 and 5 people for every 100,000 people here.
Okay.
That's pretty bad.
I guess. I mean, it's not good. I would rather people not get hit and killed by cars. But
I thought it would be higher.
Well, I mean, it used to be about 3 people for 100,000 population for people, but it's actually lower. So that's like the highest per capita.
Yeah.
You know, so and then
New Mexico
and like,
sucks.
I think the whole culture of New Mexico needs to be just overhauled because it's basically like a depressing, horrible place to be. And that's just based on like the short few days I've spent there. I think that people need to work on, lots of things about New Mexico, but making laws isn't going to make it any better.
Hey, you're absolutely right.
Throwing people in jail and making it a more depressing, horrible place to be.
Sarah, thank you so much for the call tonight. I've been through New Mexico twice, and I don't have any particular desire to ever go there again. It's hot. It's miserable. It's largely barren. It's a desert. It's mountainous. It's not a pleasant place to be, and we don't have too many callers. We do have some, but we don't have very many callers who live out there in the desert getting their brains fried by the sun who are capable of calling in and having an intelligent conversation.
But you know what? I would go to New Mexico to go to Taos to see the Earth ships.
Where's Taos?
In New Mexico. I don't know where.
Is that a town?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know where in New Mexico it is. But I'm really into Earthships. I'm really into alternative building. So that would be like the only reason why I would go to New Mexico.
The Earthships, those are like the houses that are built directly into the dirt. They're like 6 feet under or something. I don't remember the specifics.
Well, really, so you're using recycled materials and they're building from the earth. So they're using things like tires and cans and plastic bottles and stuff to insulate the house. And it's just a really, really efficient way to live.
That sounds like it. I mean, there's nothing absolutely wrong with that. We have the domes here in New Hampshire that it sounds weird, but a dome is actually a really it's energy efficient is the word I'm looking for.
Well, the desert is a really beautiful place to me personally. I think that the people that live there are like low consciousness and depressed. It's like a horrible feeling you get being there, and the cities are terrible.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki. And we've been talking about Lambda, artificial intelligence, sentience, and what it means to be alive. And I think we've kicked that back and forth really as much as we can. So let's move on to other topics. I've had this one for a few days that I wanted to get into, and it's actually perfect for a Wednesday night because Nikki used to be a nurse, so this is a medical thing. Most of the COVID stuff was medical, but here from Daily Mail, children are being infected with up to 3 viruses at a time because COVID measures have worn down their immune systems and made them vulnerable to illnesses usually only caught in winter, experts are now warning.
And it's funny because I've been saying this the entire time and people have been calling me a crazy conspiracy theorist. So it's just interesting. Oh, just like I also said how wearing masks and talking to children was going to mess them up and make them, you know, not as developmentally delaying children. Everybody told me I was a psycho and a conspiracy theorist and that. Oh, and the next thing you know, mainstream media is reporting on it.
You're absolutely right. Some of this was easily predictable, like the suicides, the depression, the rise in mental health issues as a result of the lockdowns, all of that was 100% obvious. And something else that we see is obviously, it reminds me of the rise of hand sanitizer a number of years ago, where everywhere you looked, people were using hand sanitizer, and then doctors came out a few years later and said, hey, stop using hand sanitizer so much, you're actually killing your own immune systems.
So, and the funny thing about hand sanitizer is, when you're killing, so it's better to wash your hands because it's something about the hand sanitizer that when you kill with the alcohol solution, it is more likely to create super germs that aren't going to be killed by that.
Don't get me started on hand sanitizer. I hate everything about it. I wish it's a cheat that people use. Like, if you cannot wash your hands for some reason, sure, use hand sanitizer. But too many people use it as an alternative to washing their hands.
It's not really the same.
Washing your hands sloughs, however you say the word, sloughs the germs off of you. And killing germs and leaving them on your hands, there's still dead bodies on your hands, and that's disgusting because your body isn't supposed to, you know, ingest that. Like when you touch your food and put it in your mouth, your body still has to filter that through with the endocrine system, so that's really gross to leave dead bodies on all of your hand.
So one of the things that we know in hindsight, if you have kids bathing in hand sanitizer all the time, it's going to weaken their immune systems. And if you prescribe people with a bunch of antibiotics they don't need, it's going to create antibiotic-resistant superbugs. And something else that we knew based on those two data points already, if we don't let these children's immune systems get practiced because they're locked in their homes, their immune systems are going to weaken. And sure enough, that seems to be what people are finding. Children are turning up in doctor's clinics infected with as many as three different types of viruses simultaneously. And what experts believe is the result of their immune systems being weakened from 2 years of COVID lockdowns and mask wearing. I'm just shocked to see someone in the mainstream media even talking about this.
They're probably trying to cover up something else.
That's true. And what they might be covering up, we're going to be talking about later. At the very least, these children aren't inexplicably dropping dead. Medical staff have come to expect a surge in cases of flu and severe colds during the winter. But now they're reporting that there is not the usual downturn as summer approaches. And they suspect it's because of the strict pandemic practices. Furthermore, some of the common strains of the flu appear to have disappeared. Some children are admitted with two viruses and a few with three, said Thomas Murray, who is an infection control expert. And he said that's not typical for any time of year. And that, I don't know, but it seems like it would be unusual. Like, if you're sick, you're usually just sick with, like, one thing.
So, yeah, it's very rare that you would get, like, two different kinds of colds at the same time. Or I guess what's more unlikely is that they're testing. Normally you're not getting tested for, like, everything under the sun at the doctor's office, so I'm assuming maybe sometimes they wouldn't know what to test for. But I want to back up a little bit. They said that they're not seeing the common strains of the flu that they're normally seeing.
Correct.
I think that's because they're coming up on the tests as COVID.
That's very likely the case.
I mean, the flu disappeared in 2020.
Exactly, and we were totally seeing that because, especially when I was working in the nursing homes and in the hospitals, we would see someone and we're like, this person absolutely has the flu. Everybody knew they had the flu, but they tested positive for COVID, and then everyone's like, oh, well, this must be COVID. Instead, we thought it was the flu. No, it is the flu.
And didn't we learn in January or so of last year that the test that people were given couldn't tell the difference between influenza and COVID-19?
Yeah. Why are people still using it? I don't understand.
Because none of this is supposed to make sense. It's just a religious belief for the masses to eat up.
That's why I'm really scared of all hospitals. Like, I'm really trying not to have a reason to go to any hospital anymore because these people are still suggesting you wear a mask when, you know, you could have something wrong with your throat. They will not accept that as an excuse. And they're using PCR tests when they know that they don't work.
I didn't have to get tested today, but I did have to go to a doctor visit in Massachusetts today, and they asked me if I had a mask. And honestly, the idea of carrying around a mask with me, that hasn't been something that's crossed my mind in like a year, right? But from the moment they were like, okay, we're lifting the mask mandate in Keene, it stopped being a factor in my life. I had to do it then for work, but don't have to do it now. And I don't know what things are like in Massachusetts, but I was like, no, of course I don't. What? It's 2022. It's summer of 2022. COVID's dead. Have you not seen it? It's Putin now. It's the Russians. That's the, or, and monkeypox. But it was stupid. Immediately after getting into the room, and it's like you, during the common areas, they had to wear masks. But as soon as they got into the room with the patient, all the masks came off.
Which is so counterintuitive because, oh, let's go into this room that's probably smaller, and now we can take our masks off.
And talk face-to-face.
Yeah, the room at this particular clinic, it's the size of a closet, too. I mean, it's a very small room.
Even the doctors took their masks off to talk to you?
Yes.
That's freaking weird.
Well, it's hard. Now that COVID isn't a concern, people can admit that, you know, it's actually kind of difficult to talk to one another through these pieces of cloth over our faces. That wasn't something they were allowed to admit during COVID-19, but now they can, and they go, okay, I can't talk to you with this thing on.
Well, you know what? They have to virtual signal in the lobby. They can't not be wearing masks in the lobby. Then everybody will know that they don't believe in all this.
That's very, very true. So they mentioned some of these viruses that children are getting. I don't know what most of these are. Adenovirus?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Rhinovirus, respiratory syncytial virus. They mentioned many of them. Influenza, parainfluenza, as well as the coronavirus.
It's just normal stuff that kids get sick with, but...
Not generally during the summer, and not multiple at the same time.
Exactly. So the multiple at the same time you really see with kids that are severely immunocompromised. So kids that are getting, like, chemotherapy or have some sort of disease that causes their immune system to not work. Or maybe if they get vaccinated against something and the vaccine completely destroys their immune system. I just don't, it doesn't seem likely to me that kids would get extra sick just, like, this bad. Just from wearing masks in social distancing. Like, maybe a little bit, but to this extent...
So the rhinovirus, known as the common cold, is normally not severe enough to send people to hospital, but now it is. So the kids, children, are having to be hospitalized over the common cold because their immune systems are so weakened from, apparently,
years
of lockdown. Yeah, good way of putting it, child abuse. And the Yamagata strain of flu, I've never heard of that.
I haven't heard of that.
It hasn't been seen since early 2020, which experts say could be because it's extinct or because it's dormant and waiting for just the right moment to return.
Or it could be because, like Nikki said, it was just popping up as COVID the whole time because it's, oh, it just disappeared during 2020? That's convenient.
Yeah, so... What they point out is that when you have a lot of people who don't have immunity, the impact of the season is less. I think he meant it's worse. And that's what we're seeing here. These kids, ordinarily, they would have gotten sick during the winter, right? And it wouldn't have happened all at once. They would have gotten three viruses at once. They would have gotten the cold, and then a few months later, they would have gotten the flu or something like that, and they would have been just fine. However, for 2 years, they were locked up in their homes, and they didn't get those exposures. They didn't get those diseases, so they have no immune system response to them whatsoever. It's absolutely not good. It's one of the many, many ways in which the COVID-19 lockdowns were not good. On top of the supply losses, the supply chain issues, the inflation that the government caused with this endless printing of money, the lockdowns, people not being able to work, people not being able to do their jobs, so they were living off of the government dole. All of these issues combined together, then you add in the war in Ukraine and the war itself wouldn't have affected the American economy that much, but the sanctions certainly have. It's all not good. And I don't know what's coming, but I would suggest people out there, get out of the USD while you can. Invest in something like gold or silver or cryptocurrency or whatever. That's not financial advice, but I don't think the USD is in a very good spot at the moment. When we get back, we're going to talk about adults dropping dead mysteriously. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.